Do you have a favorite audio of mine? Is there anything in particular that you go back to that you find yourself listening to? Are there any special things that I say or do that really turn you on? Because I want to turn you on. I fucking want you to get hard every time you see that I sent you a message, or that you just know that it's getting to be about that time, for me to get on so we can get off. I do love the idea of that, the idea of, being filthy and dirty and all of that in real time, back and forth to each other, as close to fucking each other as we can get. Oh, that may be too good though. I can get addicted to that. I think I could anyway. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had the candy yet, so to speak. Would you like some candy, little boy? Oh, good lord. Oh, okay, alright. So, I was going to, I can generally segue back into my original thought process, but, I do have a bit of a rambling mind. It tends to jump from thing to thing very quickly. Oh, wait, okay, so you're going to hear this, like, enormously creak. Oh, wait, what is that? There we go, that was really creaky. I have this incredible leather recliner. It is absolutely fucking amazing. I could live in this. Like, this is... I could live in this. Have you ever seen the movie Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn? It's called House Sitter. And it's very funny, very silly. And there's a scene where she's in this kind of chair. And it's a... she's at a garage sale. And she's like, you could live in this chair. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's people like, no, I don't know, I didn't. This chair, I could live in this chair. I do so many things in this chair. Oh, it's just fucking amazing. It's leather, and it's kind of got wood accents, and the armrests are curved and arched, but they're padded on top. There's a lot of times when I play that I can just put either side of the back of my thighs on those curves, those armrests, and the padded. I can almost, when I'm really, really into it, I can be arching my back and moving my leg muscles so that my ass is literally off the seat, midair, supported by my legs, you know, my upper back pushing back against the chair. So the chair goes almost all the way back. I love it. I do. A lot of times I'm right-handed, so I generally, not all the time, but I generally use my clip vibe with my right hand. And my legs will be spread, either one or both, kind of wantonly hanging over either side of the armrest. And I lean kind of, my ass moves up onto the kind of the back of the chair support a little bit so that it will stay back. And my left hand, it depends. Sometimes I'm running my fingernails over my thighs or using fingers to be inside of me. It's kind of strange. I don't have a dildo. And I guess that's because I love penetration so much. And I don't just like it. I don't just look forward to it, to sex, for the affection and the attention, the pre- and post-coital attention. Although I love that. I'm probably the most affectionate, snuggly person you'll ever meet in your life. But I love sex. Fucking crazy. And I love nothing more than when a man is inside of me, to feel a man coming inside of me. That There is nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that. So I don't have any dildos because I just feel that that kind of toy would really just be disappointing. I mean, a clit vibe, you know, I can use my imagination, and that's just pure sensation and stimulation to all those nerves, and I can imagine either using it on myself while you're inside of me, or you using it on me, and that's fine. To have a dildo, to have kind of a cock that's not warm and pulsing and not attached to you, that could be disappointing. That could be maddening. So I don't have one. I don't. Oh, I stretch all the time. I'm actually never quiet. I'm always making sounds. I generally am humming or singing or something. So you know that even when I make that stretching, that you know that that's me pressing my shoulders back into the leather, closing my eyes, tilting my neck slightly to the side, exposing my throat, and then I lick my lips, open my mouth slightly, my breasts push out, nipples hard, and arch along my back, perfect for you to slip your hand under it, or run your hand from my lips down my throat, my breasts over my stomach straight to my clit, and my wet slit, my cunt, my pussy, your pussy. Do you like to be your pussy? Do you think you and I get to the point? We play enough. You know that with that stretch and over-exaggeration arching of my back, that my ass is pressing into the seat of the leather. My hips are rotated. My legs in one slides across the other. My toes curl and point. My hands reach out above me, grip into the leather. I like to grip you. I like you to grip me. I like to feel your fingers entwined with mine. We could fuck on this chair. I've never done that with anyone. But you and I, we could. I'm gonna turn my vibe on when I touch myself, which is all the time. Who plays with themselves more? You or I? Do you like being on the edge? I like the idea of pushing you over that edge and licking you, sucking you. Keep fucking me until you're hard enough again. There's differences in, I don't know. There's aroused and want, and then there's just fucking need. If you and I met, how quickly could you come? It's not so tricky because I'm a slut. Because I'm a dirty wanton whore. Yes. Fuck yes. That's a lie. It's such a shame. Nobody else. Do you know what I want? I love to put towels down. Put towels or a sheet that we don't care about. And just be covered in baby oil and slide against each other. Slick our bodies. Slick like that. I love that sound. You have no fucking clue just I'm gonna move the mic. Baby, oh, I want you to fuck me. I want to get fucked. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me. I want to kiss you and bite you and lick you. I want to feel you thrust in and out of me. I want you to make me shake. I want you to make me come. I want you to make me cry out your name. I want you to make me need you. I can imagine being on my knees and you're looking down at me. I'd like that. Would you like that? Can you imagine me sucking your cup? Your fingers, my hair, and me looking up at you smiling. Can you imagine that? Me licking you slowly. My lips devouring your cock, your shit. My full lips wrapped around, licking, sucking, stroking, playing with your balls. Slipping a finger up your ass. Would you like that? Would you like me to finger fuck your ass in time with the stroking of my mouth on your cock? Do you like that? Do you want to come deep in my throat? Do you want to feel that squeezing tightness at the back of my throat? Do you want to give my mouth good face fucking? Do you want to hold on to the back of my head? While you lose yourself in the sensation and thrust in and out of my mouth like it's your fuck toy, huh? You wanna use me like that? I want that. I wanna lick you like a lover and suck you like a whore, and I wanna do it over and over and over again. I wanna do it every day. Fuck. So behind me, I also have a bookcase. That's a big, strong bookcase. And I'm gripping onto one of the shelves right now. Because gripping onto the leather of the chair just isn't enough.